Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, good morning. Thank you for being here. Especially thank you to the media for coming out this morning and for all you do to inform and to support the community. I truly feel blessed for this new opportunity to be serving in this important ministry. And it really is new because I had to sneak out of new employee orientation to come talk to you this morning. I'm in my second week. Catholic Charities is such an important ministry of our church and such a vital part of our community. I really feel privileged and blessed to be here with you this morning and to be here in my very first appeal kickoff. You know, my 33-year career in banking might seem to be kind of different than Catholic Charities, but really it's prepared me for the nuts and bolts of this work. To bring finance and my ministry as a deacon together is really a blessing, and I think the Lord has had this path in mind for a long time. I just realized it recently, but the Lord's plans sometimes work out that way. My desire to serve people is really what led me here, and my role as deacon of the church helps to remind me of that every day. When you call me deacon, it reminds me of my role as servant. Deacon from the Greek diakonos really translates into servant, and I think that's what I'm about here, and that's what we're about in Western New York. So it's a new decade. It's a new year. I feel this sense of, it's not even snowing and it's January. I feel this sense of hope and anticipation, and I hope that you can sense it too. Before we get into the details of our Appeal 2020, which supports, of course, Catholic Charities and the Fund for the Faith, it's my very great pleasure to introduce to you someone who's received firsthand help from the very important work we do here at Catholic Charities. And Mr. Todd Ventura is a client of ours, and he and his children have found hope through a difficult situation in what they've received from Catholic Charities. You know, he ran into difficulty, but as a father, he didn't give up, he persisted. And so it's my very great honor to introduce to you this morning Mr. Todd Ventura.
Good morning. My name is Todd Ventura, and I'd like to talk to you about the ways Catholic Charities has helped my family and myself. My family's had to overcome many obstacles in the past 4 or so years, and Catholic Charities has helped us navigate through the difficult times. Our family is thankful for all of the love and support we have been given as well. Here's our story. About 5 years ago, we were living near Raleigh, North Carolina. Things weren't great, but I never expected what was going to happen next. My wife decided that she had had enough and left. I'd become a single dad of 4 children. What makes our situation unique is that I'm disabled with a back injury and unable to work due to the pain and loss of functionality in my legs. It was time to move back to Buffalo. I came to Catholic Charities, a weary, heartbroken man with 4 kids that were equally heartbroken. I sought out counseling from Erina Seaman Graham. She is a counselor that is no longer with Catholic Charities, but she is the one that led us to where we are now. Whether it was through counseling or helping us pay our gas bill through the Neighbor for Neighbor program, or even helping with Christmas gifts, she was always there. Catholic Charities was always there. My 2 youngest children attend Our Lady of Victory Elementary School at this time. One is still there. Erina recommended that I seek counseling at this school for my children. This is where we met Maria Anderson. She's a counselor with Catholic Charities. After speaking with my son about visiting with her, he suggested that I speak with her. After meeting with Maria, I knew that my daughter would do well to see her too. Miss Anderson was able to reach my daughter in a way that no other person could. I could see the change in my children from seeing Maria. Before going to counseling sessions with Maria Anderson, my children were dealing with so much inner turmoil from their mother leaving and subsequent absence in their lives. Ms. Anderson was able to break through and teach them coping skills for dealing with their grief and anger. She went so far as to offer us time to come together as a family after school. Once the school ended, Ms. Anderson offered us an opportunity to meet during the summer. It was great to continue these services throughout the summer to keep things moving in the right direction. Through Catholic Charities, Ms. Anderson was able to get me tickets to preseason Bills game, backpacks for school supplies for my children. Catholic Charities has helped us when we've had nowhere else to turn, helping to pay for food or transportation costs, all through Catholic Charities. I could go on and on about what Catholic Charities has meant to my family. Their services are only rivaled by their commitment, character, and love for the folks who working there to provide to the community. I can't thank Erina and Maria enough for their impact they've had on our lives. Catholic Charities was able to help mend our family, and we will be forever grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you for sharing that with us. It's quite a story, and I'm really grateful that you found hope. We wish you and your family continued success, and we promise to continue to pray for you as well. So now I'm happy to introduce our 2020 appeal chair, Rick Cronin. So Rick retired from the Social Security Administration some time ago, but he sort of floated right into service with Catholic Charities. He served in a leadership role with the appeal as a parish chair. So he headed up the whole parish division for 7 years. And if that's not impressive enough, for 28 years, Rick has been the chair of his parish appeal in his home parish of St. Margaret. So he's wearing a couple of hats this year. He's going to continue to chair the appeal at St. Margaret, and then he's going to chair the appeal here. So many thanks to Rick, but also thanks to Joellen, his lovely wife, who puts up with all this tomfoolery. Thank you very much for lending him to us for the next 6 months or so. So Rick is our 2020 appeal chair. You'll see, I see such great things on the horizon, and I'm very, very excited. So without further ado, Rick.
Thanks, Todd. Thank you very much, Deacon Steve, and good morning, everyone. I'm honored and I'm excited to be serving as this year's appeal chair. Deacon Steve mentioned my involvement with the appeal. So much like the appeal has been a constant in Western New York in the community, it's truly been an important constant in my life. And because of this, I know firsthand how much the appeal means to how many and who benefits from it. So I'm both humbled and eager to run this appeal. Last year, Catholic Charities was able to bring help and hope to more than 160,000 of our Western New York neighbors through its 51 programs and services at dozens of sites throughout our 8-county diocese. Thank you to everyone who supported the campaign. Because of your generosity, a hungry family is given food. A sick child is given medicine. A person struggling with substance abuse can seek addiction counseling and treatment. And a young person is able to get back on track by earning a high school equivalency degree. Now it's a new year, and tens of thousands of our neighbors across our community continue to rely on our support provided by Catholic Charities and the diocesan ministries and programs that benefit from the Fund for the Faith. The theme for the 2020 appeal drum roll, is think of me, our client, essentially the person Christ commands us to love. And despite whatever challenges may come, we must come together as a faith community and think of our neighbors in need. Catholic Charities, you know, helps at all stages of life, from prenatal to dying. So when considering your donation, think of that hungry family or that young person struggling to take control of his life. These are the individuals who benefit from your contribution. We've got great faith in our community and our supporters in Western New York that they will once again demonstrate their generosity. Now, the goal for the 2020 appeal is $10 million. When I was parish division chair and had that role, I was always afraid I would do that or knock down the easel on the bishop. So, now, the goal recognizes the challenges that are associated with raising such a significant amount of money in today's environment, while also realizing the ongoing need for the critical programs and services that Catholic Charities provides to our most vulnerable populations. Again this year, donors will have the ability to designate their gift. So donors can choose from three options. Give to Catholic Charities as in previous years, which benefits Catholic Charities and the Fund for the Faith. Give to Catholic Charities only, or give to the Fund for the Faith only. The Fund for the Faith supports the programs and ministries of the diocese. Whatever path our donors choose, we want them to know that each and every gift is truly appreciated. In addition, one of the honors I have as chair is to select the patron saint of Appeal 2020. And I thought it was appropriate that St. Joseph be the patron saint of the appeal, as St. Joseph is the patron saint of our diocese. He knew well the threats of persecution, poverty, and uncertainty. But St. Joseph trusted God, he persevered, and he succeeded. Just like 2020 appeal will with his intercession. What makes this appeal possible are the hundreds of parish and community volunteers and donors who year after year have enthusiastically and generously given of their time and their support. Without them and all of you, achieving the $10 million goal would not be possible. I'd like to recognize a few individuals who have played such an integral role in the appeal, and some of whom are with us today. Lisa Wardinsky, our corporate chair, who is returning to lead this committee again. Lisa, unfortunately, was unable to be with us today, but she sends her best wishes to all. Past appeal chairs are with us. Mike and Maureen Pratt, Skip Jones, Bob Bennett, Steve Ulrich. And finally, my wife, Joellen, who continues to be my biggest supporter and with whom I look forward to sharing this experience. Finally, I encourage those who would like to know more about volunteering and contributing to Catholic Charities, or to learn more about how Catholic Charities may be able to assist you or your neighbor, to please visit our website, ccwny.org, and think of the thousands in our local community who are receiving critical programs and support thanks to your generosity. Appeal 2020 runs through June 30th. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. I can already visualize the success. So embarking on my first appeal, I've been meeting firsthand with both clients and supporters to really understand the impact that Catholic Charities has on our community's most needy people. We realize that our $10 million goal is in the face of challenges. It's difficult to raise this much money, especially in today's environment. But we also understand the very real need, and we hope that you take away that message today. We really hope that our community in the coming days and weeks will think of the individuals in our community who so desperately need our help, and that they'll generously share their resources. So now, to close out this morning's remarks, it's my pleasure to introduce Most Reverend Bishop Edward B. Scharfenberger, who is our Apostolic Administrator. Right, Bishop Ed.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve. Rick. Thanks so much, Todd. Thanks. Good to be here. Yeah, I am. I got a shorter name, Bishop Ed. It's a little easier, and it took me till I was about 6 years old to be able to spell my own name, to tell you the truth. But think of me as your grandpa that's kind of come down the block to visit. And, you know, I'm Bishop of the Diocese of Albany, but I like to think of you as really part of my family. And I like to think of everything we do as a family helping family. I'm so grateful to you. I'm so proud of you. And what I've been learning over the months since I've been here is what really good neighbors the people of Buffalo are. A lady told me that we are the city of good neighbors, which I think puts us a little above the city of brotherly love, because, you know, we're neighbors. We're good to one another, even if we're not connected, you know, as a family would be. We go beyond family. And to create a larger family in that sense. And that parallels my sense as well, too. I do feel already a part of your family, and I want everyone to feel included. And that's really what Catholic Charities does. Our faith is based upon, and it goes right back to our Jewish roots, a God that, first of all, loves us, and then a God that wants to be very close to people. And that in spite of the fact that at times we stray, and at times we don't get it, at times we wonder where God is in our lives, God keeps coming back. And in many ways, God asks each and every one of us that has had an experience of God's presence in our lives to bring that same joy to one another as well, too. There are times in which we don't feel that presence. And the only way which we're going to find it is person to person. And that's really what Catholic Charities is all about. It's people helping people. And we've seen the wonderful witness that Todd has given. I'm so grateful for your bearing witness to how you have felt this. And it was through people, you know, through Erin and Maria, those contacts. Anybody that has experienced what Catholic Charity does knows a lot of people. It's all about relationship. And that's what we want to continue. And many of the needs are really pretty immediate as well, too. You know, the figure of St. Joseph comes to mind. How St. Joseph was a man that was really faced with the impossible. He finds his wife pregnant. You know, how do you deal with that? And then he finds himself under oppression. There's Herod, who wants to kill his family. And then he has to leave the country. He has to leave his the comfort of home. And then come back as an immigrant. His life, in many ways, parallels the lives of many people right in our community that we may not always see. One of the beauties of Catholic Charities is its ability to reach people that we may not always see, you know, people that feel in the margins, people that feel neglected. And that's why I'm so proud of everything. You know, as many of us wear many, many different hats. I'm so grateful to all of the volunteers, you know, that have come forward. You got day jobs, and yet you're still spending your time doing this to reach out to your neighbors. So I'm so very grateful. At $10 million, yeah, that's a money figure, but each and every dollar is spent in helping a person. It may be a family that needs food and shelter. It may be someone that needs some sort of counseling, a safe space to be. Maybe sometimes to be able to be find some sort of refuge from the scourge of domestic violence or some other form of abuse. It may have be somebody that has some need in order to rehabilitate in a community after a tremendous struggle with drugs or perhaps even in prison that led to prison. So the reorientation to having to live in a community after being separated. And the healing of memories that often are wounded by experiences like this. So it's very much about person to person. It's what we do. You know, the theme, Think of Me, again, reinforces that sense of relationship. It's all about people helping people. It's all about family coming to the assistance of other family members and growing our family. And this is really how we grow God's presence in the world. You know, the church exists. You know, tell me this, why does the Catholic Church do this? Because it's essential to our mission. We can't be Catholic unless we actually reach out beyond ourselves. And that goes beyond the faith community as well, too. That's why it makes sense. That's why the media is here, too, because this is a community event. It's not just an event. It's an activity that affects our entire community. We recognize we're a part of the community, but we also realize that we're a part of the community that helps keep the community together, that glue. And that glue, that bonding, is the personal relationships among us ourselves. We know that some of those relationships have been ruptured in recent years through violations of trust, through human sin. And the only way to overcome that is with goodness, with virtue, with being godlike. Each and every one of us is called to be an image of God in the world, and we may not feel worthy of it. We know we fall short of that, but God actually looks to us to be his eyes, his ears, his hands and feet in the world that is so looking for his love. So I just want to thank each and every one of you. You know, so many of the deeds that are done are not some. There's a lot of unnamed names. There's a lot of unmentioned deeds. God sees that. And I just want you to know that from my heart, I appreciate that. I am so grateful. I am so thankful. And I ask you to continue your generosity, your support, and in any way that I can possibly help by my presence. One of the things I've been able to do is get around some parishes in the diocese. I met with some great priests, some sisters, many, many lay people. And I hope in my days here, I'll be able to help those connections to continue in any way I possibly can. You have my love, you have my prayers, you have my support, and you have my thanks. God bless you. We do have some refreshments here. If anybody has a question they'd like to ask, I can stay here, or I can move around a little bit. Just let me know. But thank you so much for all that you are and do. And God bless you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.